celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
God of all creation, the maker of heaven and earth, is so concerned about the situation that you're experiencing in your life right now at this very moment. Well, hello there, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Your Breakthrough. You know, here in the heart of it all, Columbus, Ohio, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the middle of summer. The corn's getting close to harvest, the soybean fields are lush, everything's green and vibrant. For my friends, my partners watching in the Southern Hemisphere, you know it's the middle of winter. The fields are barren, empty, the soil's idle, getting prepared for a season of planting in the months to come. Here's my point. The Lord God knows where you are. He knows the season you're in and the struggles that you're facing. But here's the best gospel news you ever heard. Our gracious Heavenly Father wants to, in fact, it's His will to bless you in this season. His generous, overflowing blessings are undoubtedly a demonstration of His omnipotent power released into the earth. In the words of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, your faith should not rest in the wisdom of men. We know that's for sure. Not in men, but solely, purely, wholly, absolutely in the grace and power of the God you serve. Now today, my divine assignment is to deliver supernatural revelation that I believe is not only going to bless you, but also arrest and annihilate every attack of the alien armies of the Antichrist arrayed against you. As you realize that Psalm 25's blessings in your Bible and mine belong to us. Here's why. You and I, we're the redeemed of the Lord. So let the redeemed of the Lord go ahead right now and say so. I am redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. Christ is mine. All to Him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Listen, my wonderful friend, it's my heart's desire that this becomes your season of breakthrough. I want you to experience Jehovah Jireh's abundance poured out in your life in 2025, this year of double grace, double favor, double blessing. Right now, I want to call your attention to 25 very specific blessings recorded in Psalm 25. Now, Psalm 25 is a very confident prayer written by the great psalmist of Israel, King David. It was written for protection from our enemies, and God's answers are forgiveness, teaching, and guiding grace. I believe this supernatural, and it really is, 2025 revelation given to me by the Holy Spirit of God can completely transform your situation between right now and the end of 2025. Now, the key to receiving all 25 blessings is in the very first verse of Psalm 25. Here's what it says. To you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. We've been given divine access to the living God Himself and the throne of His grace. Here's why. The shed blood and the sacrifice of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but for me, it's nearly impossible to even imagine that humanity could be granted such unmerited favor to be able to enter into the presence, the very presence of an omnipotent, omniscient, holy God. Look, if there's any doubt in your heart, blessing number two is going to dispel all of it. Here it is. Oh my God, I trust in you. I love this. Let me not be ashamed. Woo! So many are so needlessly bound by the tentacles of shame, held back by shame, held back by the shame of their past. But you just keep reading now in Psalm 25, verse 2 is your answer. You need not be ashamed. And then you can say, let not my enemies triumph over me. You should shout right now because you're free. The pain of your past will not diminish your present victory. That's God's word for somebody right now. If you're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, your past is a trespasser in your present, and you can give it its eviction notice. Your past cannot alter your future. All 25 of these Psalm 25 blessings are so profound, so powerful, so prophetic, and I've only rehearsed a bit of the first two so far. Now, don't you dare let the devil attempt to tell you anything different. You are an overcomer. Your battle is not with flesh and blood. It's in the supernatural realm. Matthew chapter 5 reinforces in you the heart of God's will. Here it is. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Wow. Verse 3 goes on. Yes, let no one who waits on God be ashamed. That's reserved. Shame is reserved for those who transgress without cause. Now drop down to verse number 7. If you've got a pen, underline that right there in your Bible. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. Now you remember, God is saying to you that your voice to Him should be, remember me only on the account of your goodness. Wow. Our reigning king is not only great, he's a good, good father. That's who he is. That's who he is. And you are loved by him. That's who you are. He cares for you. He loves you. He's going before you into everything you're going to face. Listen to verse number 10 of Psalm 25. It's so powerful. All the paths of the Lord are of loving kindness and truth for those who keep his covenant. Look, I could teach all day today about the blood covenant. You see, the blood was shed to seal the covenant. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. And that covenant, sealed by the blood of Jesus, is unbreakable and unshakable. That covenant, can answer your accuser with fearless confidence. You're covered by the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ, by his supreme sacrifice for your sins and for mine. So rejoice in my victory, says the Lord. Victory purchased with you in mind. God sent his only begotten Son so you could receive every single benefit of his selfless sacrifice on Calvary. Right now, I am releasing my faith toward you for every blessing of Psalm 25 to be poured out in glorious abundance and overflow to your life as we approach a very, very prophetic date on the calendar, July 25th. Write it down, July 25, 7-25-25, 7, that number of God's perfection, and 25 repeated as a double blessings for you from Psalm 25, a date, 7-25-25, that we will none of us ever experience in our lifetimes again. Let you and I make a point of agreement right now, right here, together, for you to receive every single one of the 25 blessings of Psalm 25 and rejoice in your season of breakthrough. To seal your covenant today, let me encourage you to sow a seed of faith to reinforce this divine covenant connection with 2025 and Psalm 25's 25 blessings. I'm not going to tell you what to sow. Let every man, woman give as they purpose in their hearts. I believe the Holy Spirit is moving. I know he's speaking to your heart right now. Take a moment. Listen to him. I don't know what God would speak to you to sow, but I do know this. Our God will be pleased with your offering as you respond willingly and in obedience to his direction. Those who are willing, your Bible says, will eat the fat of the land when they obey. So please, pick up your phone. It's right there next to you. I need your support right now more than ever. No gift is too small and certainly greatly appreciated. We've got to support the great work of Breakthrough Bridge of Hope missions around the world. God will bless you as you sow into his kingdom. So get your Psalm 25 seed in the ground before Friday, July 25th, 2025. Remember, 7 is the number of God's perfection, God's completion, and 25 repeated as a double blessing for you from Psalm 25. You can also scan that QR code right there on your screen, or you can write to me if there's still time to get it to me before July 7, 2525. Make it your best Psalm 25 seed. I'll have more to share about the 25 blessings of Psalm 25 when I come back.
The 25 distinct blessings in King David's confident Psalm 25 prayer are yours in a double portion as we approach this once-in-a-lifetime date. July 25th, 7-25-25 is your appointment for a divine turnaround. Because we serve a personal God, one who can be known and who knows us.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I not only know my God, He knows me.
This is your season of breakthrough, where every one of the 25 blessings of Psalm 25 will be amplified because of the double enunciation of God on 7-25-25. Sow your seed faith gift as the Holy Spirit leads you. Prayerfully consider a multiple of 25 to reinforce this divine connection with 2025 and Psalm 25. Allow us to encourage your faith with these powerful ministry gifts. Receive the new 3-part video series, The 25 Blessings of Psalm 25, as Dr. Parsley takes you step by step to victory. We'll also include a beautiful frame-ready print of Psalm 25 with the complete and comprehensive list of all 25 blessings. Please include your prayer requests and respond before 7-25-25. Call now, use the QR code, or rush your letter in the mail. Sow in faith and believe you will receive God's richest Psalm 25 blessings.
There is so much tremendous blessing packed in that powerful 25th Psalm. So much, of course, I don't have time to share with you very much of it at all, but I'm doing the best I can. So to keep these 25 blessings always present before you, you know, the word says, write the vision on tablets so that he that reads it may run with the vision. I prepared just for you a beautiful print. I know you'll want to frame it, designate a specific place in your home, maybe your office, where you'll read it, all those promises, all 25 of them, every single day. It's my gift to you for your 7-25-25 seed faith gift. Before I conclude today's study from Psalm 25, let me draw your attention to a few more promised blessings in this profoundly prophetic psalm. Psalm 25, verse 16, is blessing number 21. Here's what it says. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I'm isolated and I'm afflicted. The God of all creation, the maker of heaven and earth, is so concerned about the situation that you're experiencing in your life right now at this very moment. Now, like David, this may be a time where you feel abandoned, where you feel utterly alone, but you're not alone. You're not without the divine presence of Jesus Christ, who will never leave you and never forsake you. He's there right now. It's no wonder the book of Psalms is called the prayer book of the church, the hymnal of the believer. We can have the same confidence, the same assurance that David had. One, not ashamed to open up his heart, to cry out to the living God. My friend, you're about to be brought out of your distress. I speak it to you in the name of the Lord. There is a divine reversal, and it's coming your way, and I believe it's today. I believe Jehovah Mapalti, the Lord your deliverer, is about to turn your situation around and declare total victory. Read aloud with me, why don't you? You got your Bible right there, Psalm 25, verse 18. Look on my pain. Come on, tell the Lord. Look on my pain, my misery, David said. Forgive my sins. Did you notice there's no complaining, no blaming God, no blame placed on anyone else? David knows that with God's presence, he will overcome every obstacle placed in front of him. Now, Lord, I pray for my friends and partners right now. I ask you that your word become alive, vital, and vibrant, always growing and living in our hearts. Lord, we thank you right now for every promise in Psalm 25, all 25 of them. I pray that you will deliver every one of my friends and partners watching now out of their troubles, forgive their sins. And we thank you that we're on the victory side of an empty tomb. Bring us forth now, good God, like beautiful gold tried in the fire. Bring us forth for your purpose, for your glory, for your kingdom. Touch our hearts. Make us men and women of valor and victory today in Jesus' name. Well, I believe you've sensed the holy presence of God throughout today's broadcast of Breakthrough. I never, ever want to take his presence for granted. When that anointing comes, I want to release it to you as I've been doing here on Breakthrough for over 40 years. All our praise, all the glory we can give is due to his great name. It's so very evident how much God loves you. He is a loving Father, and today he wants to bestow all 25 blessings of Psalm 25 to you. In this year, 2025, a year of double grace, double favor, double blessing. It's really notable as we very quickly are approaching July 7, 25 in the year 2025, 7-25-25. It's almost on us. It's a date we certainly won't see again in our lifetimes. It's prophetic. So we must seize upon the opportunity and we must respond in obedience and willing faith. I believe you're ready for Psalm 25's blessings to be released to you on 7-25-25, that it's a strategic inflection point where a choice has to be made. The choice you make right now, you see, for 7-25-25 to release all 25 blessings can change your circumstance, your situation. Turn your trouble into thanksgiving. I encourage you right now, sow a seed faith gift. let it include the number 25. Perhaps it's $25. For others, $125. For others, $1,025. Give with an obedient, willing, and cheerful heart. I want to thank you. So I'm going to rush to you. Some very, very wonderful ministry resources. They're going to build your faith. They're going to starve your doubts to death. So call now. Respond before July 25th, 72525. You can just scan that QR code that's right there on your screen. It'll send you right to rodparsley.com. I want you to be blessed today. I prayed for you. Joni and I pray for you every day. I'll see you next time on Your Breakthrough.
The 25 distinct blessings in King David's confident Psalm 25 prayer are yours in a double portion as we approach this once-in-a-lifetime date. July 25th, 72525 is your appointment for a divine turnaround, because we serve a personal God, one who can be known and who knows us.
I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I not only know my God, He knows me.
This is your season of breakthrough, where every one of the 25 blessings of Psalm 25 will be amplified because of the double enunciation of God on 72525. Sow your seed faith gift as the Holy Spirit leads you. Prayerfully consider a multiple of 25 to reinforce this divine connection with 2025 and Psalm 25. Allow us to encourage your faith with these powerful ministry gifts. Receive the new three-part video series, The 25 Blessings of Psalm 25, as Dr. Parsley takes you step by step to victory. We'll also include a beautiful frame-ready print of Psalm 25 with the complete and comprehensive list of all 25 blessings. Please include your prayer requests and respond before 72525. Call now, use the QR code, or rush your letter in the mail. Sow in faith and believe you will receive God's richest Psalm 25 blessings.
Fear. It's relentless. Millions longing for hope and joy. Dr. Rod Parsley's ministry success has produced a winning book, The Final Demise of Fear, answers the provocative question, was Jesus ever afraid? Discover how Jesus' final moments in tearful prayer led to your personal peace and fear's failure. If you're ready to finally overcome and cross over to victory, then The Final Demise of Fear is the book for you. Call or visit rodparsley.com and request The Final Demise of Fear. There's absolutely no cost or obligation.